allow the woman to take the lead in all areas of instructions, guiding, and the man keeps quiet. And of course, we know in the European countries where the extreme feminine has been exalted, men totally keeps quiet, and sometimes they don't want to get in trouble, because the moment you get in trouble, the authorities will listen to the children and they will also listen to the women. So the man comes last. The man is even not counted, you know. So any fault, the man breaks the law. And anything done, the man breaks the law. So sometimes, even if it's not only the law of breaking, according to the government, but the man being man, you can find that the woman can become resistant, emotionally resistant towards the man's opinions, to the extent that the man allows his house to just go on as the woman feels like, as the woman instructs. And this can become destructive, which is also called if a man comes to pray. Praying means if a man gets a prophecy, if a man gets an instruction from God, he shouldn't allow his head to be covered by the woman. Yeah, because that dishonors him when he keeps quiet and suppresses his own revelation, his own conviction as a man, and he allows the woman to take the house or to take the home and to mold the home without his male figure instructions given to help to guide the home. This dishonors the man to the extent that God becomes void and empty in that house, to the extent that we get the picture of fuss. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2, the scripture says to us, in the beginning God created the heavens, male figure, the revelation, the head, and the earth, female figure, the womb, the ovaries, and the earth, the female figure, the feminine mother nature, was empty and void and formless, and full of darkness in the deepest tehom, or the womb of the earth. So there was darkness, there was confusion, there was emptiness. And the Spirit of God, now we go back again, the Spirit, we go again to the covering of God, the hovering of God, was hovering over the waters. And then God said, let there be light. So God speaks to the covering, and the covering now instructs the water, energizes the water, cultivates the water, sends vibration of frequencies through the water, and then the water begins to govern the female nature in the earthly nature, because the earth is in water. We are in moisture. We are in atmospheric energies and environment. And the earth now is instructed by the energies that are coming from God, influenced through the Spirit hovering via the male figure. And the woman now is given birth, is instructed, is molded, is governed. When that covering, spiritual covering, is not there to govern the woman, then the man is dishonored. Why? The man has no part in the earthly realm. Why? God has no role in the earth. Why? Because the earth is extreme feminine, which becomes so dangerous and poisonous, where we see the rising up of violence, the rising up of discrimination, the rising up of speaking emotions that speak so loud to disregard spiritual things, the rising up of the extreme feminine that gives birth to the violence of attitudes, the energies of Cain, to the level that Cain now will want to kill Abel, who carries the father figure inheritance, which is passed on from one generation to another generation. So the scripture says, a man who covers his head dishonors himself. I believe we have come to a time where the male figure and the male gender, the Moses-like, that brought the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, that nature, the Elijahs of the time, the Enochs of the time, the male figures of the time, the high priests of the time, the Levites of the time, the Yeshua, the 12 disciples of the time, the apostles of the time, are rising to impart, impact, cultivate, nurture, and give birth to a female nature, to our earth, with seven dimensions, seven continents, seven stars, that literally are governed by the Spirit of God. May God bless. Apostle Ngabu here. Baba Intata.